Tropical Japan.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of snow Japan.
So I went to, I made it to 4 out of the 6 JR regions for Japan Rail. I made it to JR East in Tokyo, JR Central in Nagoya, JR West in Kyoto, and JR Hokkaido.
Hokkaido.
Yeah, Hokkaido was really nice.
I want to go to Nagano.
Yeah, Nagano is very cool. They
Olympics
have...
Olympics, 96?
Yeah. Sapporo also hosted the Olympics as well, too. It's 72, 70, something like that. Yeah. And I got a picture with the Olympic rings there. That was pretty cool. They have them up in Ondori Park.
You know who else hosted the Olympics?
Vancouver.
Yeah.
I love Vancouver 2010 stuff. If you ever find Vancouver 2010 stuff, grab it for me.
I want to get that jacket.
Oh, yeah, the blue one.
I see them around every once in
eBay.
A while.
eBay.
Okay, I'll pay up to $10 for one. 20?
No. Tried like 150.
Never mind.
Yeah. But they're great.
I'll buy 15 Golf Hatsune Miku. Yeah,
That's right. So good. For those of you who tuned in during the Hatsune Miku holiday special, that was pretty good as well, too.
That was a good episode.
Yeah. They had a Miku version of the Nutcracker Suite. Very good. yeah, Sapporo is great. The food is really good. Every region in Japan has local delicacies, and in Sapporo, that's no exception. They have incredible crab and seafood up there.
Ooh,
really good. Salmon.
Ooh, I like the salmon.
There's a lamb barbecue dish. It's kind of like Korean barbecue. It's called Genghis Khan or Jingisukan.
Ooh.
Yep. And that it's you on an iron griddle, and you grill like onions and kabocha and peppers and bean sprouts.
Did you put a picture of that on your?
I did, yeah. Yeah. And then there's.
That looked really tasty.
It was very good. And then slices of lamb, and then you just grill them right on the griddle, and then the fat cooks in the. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kabocha with lamb fat. Very good. And most places are using Australian lamb, but I did find one place that actually had Hokkaido lamb, and it was very, very good. Highly recommended, yeah. Called Genghis Khan or Genghis Khan. What else?
Ramen.
Ramen. I had ramen a couple times when I was up there. Very good. Sapporo ramen is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And cheap, too. You know, $8 for a big bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. What else? Sapporo is also known for soup curry. Very good as well, too. And they also do the steamed sweet potatoes. Those are very good, too.
Steamed potatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that? Smoke coming out of your oven?
Right.
No, it's steam. Steam from the steamed sweet potato. Okay, enough of that.
Miso ramen. Oh, buttercorn ramen. That was great, too. Genghis Khan. Let's see what else. Yeah, yakiniku ramen.
Miku ramen?
No. Niku, N-I-K-U.
Oh, okay.
Niku means means beef.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Just making sure.
Yeah, not yaki miku. Grilled miku, no!
No, Hatsune Miku ramen.
Hatsune Niku. It's a cow with blue hair.
Hatsune Miku curry, so it has like that. What color is it? She says it's blue hair?
It's blue, yeah. Oh, it's actually blue. It's greeny blue. Let's see, Hatsune Miku hair color.
It looks totally green to me.
Turquoise or blue green. You're right. There's blue.
Okay.
We're both right. Miku's hair color has been described as blue green.
It looks like totally green
teal,
to me.
Cyan, turquoise. But then blue is the always preferred. Oh, you turn it. So, very good sushi up there. Very good. Like, they also have this one. Cookie called what is it? Shiroi.
I've heard about the cookie factory.
Yeah, Shiroi Kobito, and they're just like they're just long to shot cookies. So, but they're very expensive. So, I got you one from 7-Eleven. Way more cost effective.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no worries, bud. Yeah, they're very good. Very, very, very good. Melon as well too.
Ooh.
Hokkaido melon is very good. And I had some of the best. Yes, Hatsune Miku. That is horrifying.
It's Hatsune Miku curry. Now it looks blue to me. Ugh, God.
It's blue green. It's Miku. It's Miku colored.
Why?
Because it's Miku.
Ooh, they have Sonic the Hedgehog curry.
Gogo curry. Gogo curry was really good. It's Kanazawa style curry, so it's a little bit more robust in flavor and spice. Very good. Mm-hmm. I love Japanese curry. I think it's one of the best flavors of curry ever.
I'm never going to eat this miku curry.
I will eat it for the culture.
Okay. You're braver than I.
I had some of the best ice cream I've ever had. It was Yubari Hokkaido melon made with Hokkaido milk. Oh, yes. Another thing. Hokkaido has something like 40 to 50% of the country's dairy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So lots of beef, lots of dairy up there. Very good. Mm-hmm. The milk, the cheese, the ice cream, top notch. Yeah. Yeah. And there was one day where I just grabbed a big thing of milk and just drank it.
It was good.
Great. It was great.
You know who makes
I love milk.
You know who has the best milk in Canada?
Blackwell.
Blackwell.
Yeah, Blackwell. Honestly, best chocolate milk I've ever had.
When I was there just before Christmas, I bought a big jug of Christmas milk, eggnog. Yeah. It's so good.
The two best chocolate milks I've had, Blackwell, no competition. That was amazing. Chocolate milk. That's from Kamloops.
Well, they make it out of whole milk.
Yeah.
Like, none of the other dairies around here do. It's all
Avalon
like,
does. Avalon is my other recommendation.
Oh, yeah?
Avalon does real whole milk chocolate milk.
Mm.
Yeah. There's this guy who goes around reviewing chocolate milk, and he gave Avalon like a 9 point something. Let's see.
Chocolate milk reviews.
Avalon.
We need to give him a show on the radio.
Yeah, we really should.
CJSF Chocolate Milk
Reviews. Chocolate Milk Reviews, A Fool's Errand. I think that's him.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find out about that. Yeah, the dairy products in Hokkaido were awesome. Really good cheese, really good milk. There it is, 9.0.
Mm.
9.0. And let's see if we can find Blackwell.
What a weird search bar.
Yeah, it is. Hasn't reviewed.
Oh no, send him a message. DM
I know.
Right now.
Honestly, he's reviewed over 1,800 chocolate milks.
Never Blackwell?
Yeah, country of origin, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
51. Just Vancouver things, looking up chocolate milk reviews.
You're listening to Vancouver's only chocolate milk review radio show.
Miller's Harmony. Here, let's try Blackwell, dairy, chocolate milk review.
No one's ever. 3.25. That's the milk fat percentage. Oh.
Reddit says something about it. This computer is blindingly fast, isn't it?
I can't see anymore.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm blind now.
But yeah, Blackwell Dairy Farm in Kamloops, BC. Amazing chocolate milk. Both the Plastic Owl and I confirm this.
Plastic Owl?
Yeah. Plastic Owl, plastic milk.
Do you want to know how good their eggnog is? I call it Christmas milk. I'm trying not to for context here. It is so good. They had the dairy burned down one late in one autumn, and they weren't able to produce for Christmas. And so when they reopened in the summer, they were selling eggnog in the middle of summer.
Nice.
Because people missed it. That's how good it is. Not only that, they actually sell it for Easter now.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So if you, someday maybe they'll sell it all year round. If you want some good eggnog, go to a place that sells it all year round.
Yes. Very much so.
Okay, should we get back to some music here?
Yes, we should. We're just listening to a little bit of Snow Miku here. We'll let this track play out, and we'll play one more. I'm going to play one more Snow Miku. Yeah, Sapporo Snow Festival. Highly recommend. I would recommend everybody to go check it out. You're listening to Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. This is Vancouver FM every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody.
To Vancouver FM.
To Vancouver FM.
Vancouver's only.
Vancouver's only.
Chiptune broadcast.
Chiptune broadcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ganbarimasu. Yatta. Yatta. Last couple of tracks we played were Taiko Onuki, and then we played a Food Man track. Food Man's from Nagoya. Shout out Nagoya. I really enjoyed Nagoya. I would go back. And we're just going to listen to a little bit of this next track, and then we're going to end things off with one of my favorite soundtracks of all time.
Katamari Damacy.
Katamari Damacy. Amazing soundtrack. One of the best in the world. And we're going to do the ending theme, the epic ending theme. And then we're going to get on out of here.
We're going to roll on out of here.
So you know what katamari means in Japanese?
Roll?
It means clump. Yeah, and damacy is soul.
So we'll clump out of here.
Soul clump, yeah. Amazing game on the PS2. They have a remastered version for the Switch. It's very nice.
Switch.
Yeah, really good. Switch 2 coming out soon.
Yep, bait and switch.
Lol. I did get some. I need to get new Joy-Cons, but I did get Joy-Con like thumbstick covers. Oh. So little cat paws. Yeah.
Super cat cute. Paws.
Yeah. They're here. Look.
I'll see them eventually.
Cat paw Joy-Con covers.
Gotta be out of here in 5 minutes.
Yeah. We will. Well, don't worry. So let's fade this down. Yasuragi Land by Food Man. Really, really good album.
Food.
And we'll just end with Katamari Love. Thank you so much for tuning into the post-Japan episode with Plastic Owl.
And Solo.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Oyasumi nasai, minasan. Atamata ne.
Scoochie.